to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and we are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses. We're saving jobs, we're saving our community. Now, if I happen to save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. We're just going to call that icing on the cake, because the mission of the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. If you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. It is simply that simple. Think about that again. Our life is replete with crossroads. We're trying to decide whether to go left, whether to go right, whether to go up, whether to go down. But if you are at a business crossroads, which there are many, you're not sure where to advertise. You're not sure how often to advertise. You're not sure how many people to hire. You're not sure about your products, your services. You're not sure about all these different things that are necessary in running a business. You don't have to go out here and scratch your head and make these rookie mistakes, because we've done it. I was just talking to my fantastic co-host, Felicia Day, a minute ago. And we were talking about how important and how unique this particular show happens to be. Because we bring information, we bring strategies from a source of doing. We don't just talk this. We actually do this stuff every day, day in and day out. I've been doing it for 30 years. Now, of course, Felicia can't say that unless she was doing it in her diapers. But welcome to the show, Felicia.
Hey, Robert. Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great, doing great. Glad to have Felicia in the studio today. She is joins me the second Friday of every month. And as always, she brings great information. Reintroduce yourself. I know Felicia, everybody knows you, and I'm almost being redundant by telling you to introduce yourself to anyone. But reacquaint the audience with who you are and what you do.
Okay. Hey, everybody. So I'm Felicia Day, better known as the Accountability Accountant. I help individuals and businesses achieve their business and financial goals. And I do that in three ways. I do that by giving you guys the numbers through your bookkeeping. Number two, I do that by holding you accountable to do what you say you're going to do and keep your word and your promises. And then last but not least, I save you money on your taxes. And so by doing those three things, I feel as though that is a good mixture of business success, Robert.
I think it's a phenomenal combination. Sounds like a perfect storm to me.
Yes.
And what are you going to talk about later on?
Oh, my goodness. We're going to be talking about five steps that you should take before you file your tax return. And I know you guys are itching and wanting your advances and everything, Robert. So five things to do before you file your taxes.
So trying to decide which one of your dogs you should claim and whether your neighbor's friend, daughter you should claim. I don't think that's part of the
five. No, it's not. It's not.
Okay. All right. So if you're thinking about doing that, scratch, not. Later in the show, also, I'm going to talk about podcasting for dollars. And just a FYI, many of the topics that I talk about on this show are as a result of people asking me questions. So in a given week, when I'm conceptualizing the show, I sit there and do a little tally of the things that people have asked me about, either through clients, either through people just calling, people emailing me. And so I try to make it easy so that I can repeat this information and spread it out over multiple channels and to many ears. So today we're going to talk about podcasting for dollars. In other words, how to monetize your podcast. And for anybody who wonders what a podcast is, it's actually a digital audio file that can be downloaded on your devices, such as your computer, your phone, and so forth. And it's actually a portmanteau. Now, I know y'all saying,
what's a portmanteau?
There you go. Okay. What you talking about with it? What's a portmanteau?
Right.
A portmanteau is the combination of two words that make one word. I'll give you an example. For instance, a podcast is a portmanteau. It's a combination of the word iPod and broadcast. So podcast generated through Apple. They started the podcast. In other words, when people say podcasting, it used to be synonymous with being on the Apple platform. Well, now it has a more general application. So portmanteau, just for a little FYI today, another popular portmanteau you might know about is Verizon. Verizon is a portmanteau. It's a combination of the word veritas, which is Latin for truth, and Horizon.
You're so smart, Robert.
Get out of
here. You really are.
You know, Velocity will be giving me the big head. Throw in a couple other portmanteaus. How about the internet? It stands for International Network. It's a portmanteau.
Wow.
Never knew that, did you?
No, I'm learning some stuff. Let me take my little nose, Robert.
Intel. International Electronics. That's what Intel stands for. You know what? This is interesting, Rocky. Now, when clients come to me trying to start a company, oftentimes they either don't have a name or they're trying to come up with a more significant name to build a brand. Because if you think about domain registration and trying to get a name, you realize most of the good names are gone.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of put a .net or put some extra words at the end of it or a number. Well, I would say to anybody, why don't you think about starting your own brand? Now, it's going to take a little more money. Mm-hmm. It's going to take more effort. But if you're in this for a for the long haul, it's well worth the investment. It reminds me of one of my clients. She came to me and she was talking about some of the challenges and misconceptions. She has hair products. Some of the challenges and misconceptions that people had about natural hair. And some of the mistruths, really paradoxes. So we created a portmanteau for her company's name, and we called it Haradox. And we went on the internet, we found the name, we registered the domain, trademarked the brand, and so now she will be up there among the other popular portmanteaus, such as Amtrak, which is American Track. So anyway, some of the others that are not brand, like Smog, Smoking Fog, that's a portmanteau. Anyway, I thought I'd share a little trivia with you this morning. But anyway, back to my topic. We're going to talk about how to monetize your podcast. We're going to talk about 7 ways on how a podcast can actually help your business. That's coming up. And also, if time permits, we're also going to talk about how to get on Google's good side.
Mm.
Google is like they're just everything. They're like they have this ecosystem. If you're not keeping Google happy right now and you're on the web, you're really probably not going to make it as a website. You might have some business otherwise, but if you are not satisfying Google, and they have their algorithms get more complicated by the hour. So what we're going to talk about also is how to get some basics, some SEO basics that you need to do to keep Google happy and to stay on Google's good side. So we have to actually have a great show lined up. The number, if you want to join the conversation, is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Like to welcome everybody tuning in from around the world. Have people tuning in, of course, on Radio 1. We're broadcasting live from downtown Silver Spring, Maryland, right outside of Washington, D.C. And we're at outside the nation's capital in the illustrious studio of Radio 1. And I'd like to thank everybody from Radio 1 that makes this show possible. We're also on Facebook Live, so you can catch us there. And we're also on TuneIn. So go to marketingpulpit.com, and you can catch all of the listening options. Go to marketingpulpit.com, and you can click on any of those links, and you can get us either live here on Radio 1, on Facebook, or TuneIn. My name is Robert Gatewood, of course. I am the host, and I have a company called Gatewood Marketing and Web, and we have been very busy this year helping companies, as always, get their marketing strategies in place, advertising, branding, design, whether it's web or logo or literature. And so we've been quite busy in 2019, and we have continued into 2020.
Yes.
And if you need help, you can call me directly at 301-839-2836 or go to gatewoodmarketing.com. And also, don't forget to follow us, the Marketing Pulpit, on Facebook. Go to Facebook and follow us, like us. Go to Instagram and like us. And also go to Twitter so you can be abreast of the topics we're going to talk about, the guests we're going to bring on. And you might decide you want to come on the show and tell your story as well. So call me or send me an email at contact@marketingpulpit.com, and let's see if we can get you on the show to tell your story. We have a great lineup of co-hosts as well. On the first Friday, we have attorney Jessica Charles. On the second Friday, of course, we have the amazing accountability accountant, Ms. Felicia. The third Friday, we have therapist Wiener. And the fourth Friday, we have a new announcement today to make. We actually have the wellologist, Candace Camille. She's going to be joining us now on the fourth Friday of every month on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. And I am so excited to have her bringing health tips and wellology tips on how to keep us healthy as we go into 2020. Quickly on some of the news items, I'd like to keep you abreast also what's happening in the news. Here's a little bit of tidbit. Why McDonald's keeps his fish sandwich on the menu? I didn't even know why he put it on the menu in the first place.
To have variety?
Actually, believe it or not, it was because some people could not eat meat. Particularly the Catholic faith.
Okay.
They could not eat meat. So when the rest of the world was their sales were going up, McDonald's sales were going down on Friday because many in the Catholic faith couldn't eat meat on Fridays. And so they added fish as their answer to that problem. And now they have Friday now is one of their most popular days. And thanks to the addition of fish filet on their menu. I like the fish filet myself because I don't like that heavy beef. Now, here's an article from LinkedIn as to why people are always late. I'm not picking at you, Lord.
You on time today. I was early today.
If you've been late today, this story would have been.
Yes, for me.
But there's a psychotherapist say that, simply put, your tardy friends believe that their time is more valuable than yours.
Oh, no, that's not me at all, Robert. Oh, my gosh. Look, that's not the majority of us, right?
Now, I'm telling you, this is what the psychotherapist
said. I want to hear what people got to say. That's not us, right?
Okay. If you disagree with that, feel free to call us. Call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. On any of our topics today, call us 1-800-450-7876. I thought about that. Now, I must say, I am a stickler for time. I usually get there early, and it's not because of any feeling of less importance or more importance. Mm-hmm. It's just a habit I got into, and I think it's a pretty good habit. So if you're one of those people that are late, constantly late, go in the room, close the blinds, think, turn on the light and the music, and say, do I really think I'm better than the folks I'm keeping waiting? You may have to do a little reality check.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, here's a story. Here's two related stories. A man is accused of pulling a gun on his 9-year-old son for drinking the last Dr. Pepper.
Oh, no, Robert. Seriously.
Have you had Dr. Pepper lately?
I have.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, but still.
Now, follow this up. Elsewhere in Florida, a man was arrested on suspicion of crashing his vehicle into a bar and stealing a Dr. Pepper from inside.
Oh, no. Is it?
Now, you know right now, you know what's going through my mind. Where can I get me a Dr. Pepper?
I'm thinking what's in the Dr. Pepper. Like, what's in it? Want it, Robert, making people do all of these things.
Are they trying to do like a Popeye's thing? Is Dr. Pepper feeding these stories to the media? I mean, anyway, I had never thought about Dr. Pepper until I read these two stories. Now, I have to have me a Dr. Pepper.
But I think you said that in one of the previous shows how to cause a frenzy, and that's what they're doing. I think it was 3 shows ago or something.
Right.
I think you mentioned something about how to cause a frenzy, and that's what they're doing.
All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. We're going to come back in a minute. We're going to talk about podcasting for dollars, SEO, and how to get yourself ready for taxes. Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Traffic update is sponsored by unbound.org. Delays due to work zones on the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Be prepared to be, looks like brake lights both directions, east and westbound, traveling near the Case Memorial Bridge and, of course, continuing toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Traveling on the Beltway, emergency road work in Oxon Hill, outer loop between St. Barnabas Road and Branch Avenue. 2 right lanes are blocked. It is jammed as you make that trip. Jammed on Branch Avenue. That's going to be a little bit further south, though, as you travel northbound between Brandywine and Clinton. Looks like the northbound work zone takes away the right lane of Branch Avenue as you approach Surratt's Road. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own. Unbound.org. Partly sunny skies today. We're at 44 degrees, heading up to 54. I'm Angela Foster for News Talk 1458.
Do it right to update your appliances and organize your home by starting with Lowe's. Because now at Lowe's, you can get up to 30% off select appliance special values. That's 30% off appliances, including an LG SmartThink top-load washer featuring Turbo Wash and front-load dryer, both $400 less and now just $698 each. And shop our winter reorg event to get organized with a 27-gallon black tote, now just $7.98. Whatever's on your list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through 122. Decor offer valid through 22. U.S. only.
And now another edition of Obvious News from Geico.
Obvious News!
Experts now say that wearing more clothes in the winter will, in fact, help you be warmer. We asked cold victim Trent Patterson about this, and here's what he said.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. I was a little cold, put on a sweater, then wasn't cold. I was like, what?
Also in Obvious News, Geico makes it easy to save money and easy to reach them with licensed agents available around the clock. So switching is a really smart decision. That's Obvious News from Geico.
Obvious News!
WOL, where information is power.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Dr. Pepper down here for a minute. Man, I tell you.
I'm not fooling with you. I don't have no Dr. Pepper, guys. Nothing
sure,
over here.
I don't know. You don't have one in your car somewhere?
No, Robert. No.
Man, let me tell you, if I give somebody a Dr. Pepper today, I might take it from him. Pull a gun on your 9-year-old because he drank the last Dr. Pepper. Come on, man.
I'm over it.
That's pretty wild. That is too wild. All right, this is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. I'll be looking for a Dr. Pepper shortly as I get out of here. I mean, the more I talk about it. See, that's the power of marketing, though, Felicia Day. That's the power of marketing. I bet you folks out here listening, all of a sudden, they're looking in their refrigerator. They're like, well, let me go get me one of these Dr. Peppers. You know, I used to go to Burger King. And now, I don't know if you do this, but when I go to like a certain restaurant, fast food restaurant, a certain drink goes with a certain type of sandwich.
Yeah.
Like if I go to McDonald's, I got to have my Sprite with my fish sandwich. But I would go to Burger King, I would always get the Dr. Pepper. So now I not only want a Dr. Pepper, I want to go to Burger King too. See the power of marketing?
No,
I can't help this stuff.
What? That's what most people do with their wine choices now, Robert. I didn't think about that per restaurant.
What? See, that just tell you what a bum I am. You, logically talking about wine. The red wine goes with the beef.
Yes.
And the white wine goes with the poisson. See, I can be a little classy when I want to be sophisticated. But anyway, welcome back to the show. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We're talking about some of the news items. Also, we're going to talk about our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. Now, BLE Executive Suites, man, I tell you, every day I am more impressed by this company and the value of having an agreement with them. I had a meeting yesterday with a young lady. She was coming out of Chantilly, Virginia.
Hmm.
And so, of course, my office is in Largo. So I went to the front desk and said, look, instead of meeting, having this young lady to drive an additional 20 minutes to Largo, why don't we have her to drop by our National Harbor location, which is really right there on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. This is one of the many benefits you get from having a suite or an agreement with the BLE Executive Suites. They have the three locations. They have one in Largo. They have the one in College Park, which is a hub zone. And, of course, they have the one in National Harbor. They also have meeting rooms. You don't have to have a permanent suite. You can have a meeting room. You can have an agreement just to use the meeting rooms, their phone services, their mail services. And they have great, like when you have a meeting, they have the people waiting out there. They give your people coffee, give them water, they greet them. It is a wonderful service. So if you're looking for a game changer in 2020, look no further than BLE Executive Suites. They've been a supporter of the Marketing Pulpit almost from our inception, and I really am grateful for them. But they offer good services. I try to affiliate and associate with quality services and quality companies and co-hosts. I mean, Falasha, they would not be sitting here if her stuff was ragged. So I deal with the best. BLE is no exception. Call them at 301-322-1700. Or go to BLESuites.com. Miss Bernadette Clay and Company. It's a family-owned business. It's a business that's built and has grown right in our community. And we really appreciate having them and this wonderful service that they offer. BLE Suites, 301-322-1700. BLESuites.com. Just mention Gatewood in the Marketing Pulpit. They got a special for you to give you a free business address or a one-hour conference room use. Just by mentioning Gatewood and the Marketing Pulpit.
Oh, wow. That's good.
We're going to start off by talking about SEO. Once again, Balasha Day, as I was saying, that people ask me these questions. And so I said, look, everybody is not a client, and I don't expect everybody to be a client. Sometimes people have, they're doing it, they're in the DIY, do-it-yourself. Some are... they may have people on staff taking care of their marketing, or they're using another company that may not be as on top of things, or whatever the reason. I find it necessary from time to time to share information based on what people ask me on a more regular basis. And SEO has been one of those things. I've had more people also have hired us this year to help them with their SEO than in the past. And also things like Facebook. We're doing a lot of digital advertising. I guess that's the way the things have shifted,
though. It is, Robert.
That's where the action is right now. And so SEO is what we call organic search engine. You can do pay-per-click if you're used to familiar with Google AdWords. That's where you actually pay for clicks. But with SEO, we call that organic. In other words, you have to do some work to make your name come up on the search. Now, when you do a regular website, just by its mere nature, most websites now are CMS, what we call content management system. So they're going to have a basic SEO. They're going to meet some of the parameters just by the mere nature that they're like a blog, like WordPress. And what we're talking about today is mostly dealing with WordPress. So you have some SEO built in just by having a website with content in it. But what you want to do is raise higher up on the ranks. You want your name to come up above your competition and other companies in the same field. So we have to do what we call search engine optimization. We optimize the website. Now, if you have a WordPress website, which is now about 65, almost 70% of the CMS websites out here, and the reason people love WordPress is because they are one of the biggest platforms right now. They have a built-in blog, which is great for SEO. Mm-hmm. And they're always on the cutting edge of plugins or applications. So I kind of like equate WordPress almost like the iPhone of smartphones. WordPress is like the iPhone of CMS website systems. So the first thing you want to do if you have a WordPress website is install this plugin called Yoast. Y-O-A-S-T. It's Yoast. They have a free version and they have a paid version. The difference is the free version, you get one focus keyword, and the paid version, you get five focus keywords. Now, for most people that are just starting out, the free version is plenty because, you know, if you're just getting started out. And also, this is like an aside, stop comparing your website to companies who've been out here for 20 years.
Mm.
That's one of the problems I get, Falasha Day. Somebody come to me, we build them a website, and immediately they start comparing. They start their comparison game. Why is this company coming up? I just typed in a certain word, and all these companies came up. Well, for one thing, they've been in business for 15 years, and you just started last week. That's the first thing. That's the first thing. Well, I want to come up there, too. Well, you're not going to come up there just by osmosis. You have to engage in this process called SEO. So that's one way to get yourself up there in a hurry. Now, there is no hurry when it comes to SEO. You do have to wait. There's like a curve you have to go through. You remember this term, get links. Google is all about links. One of your first assignments would be to get yourself an incoming link. Now, what does that mean? Somebody linking to your site. Google loves that. Google is all about links. Google doesn't look for pages. They look for links. I mean, they don't look for websites. They look for pages and links. So the first thing you want to do is get at least one external link. Get on somebody's directory. Tell somebody you want to do a reciprocal link. But get that first link. And then links will lead Google to these pages, and it's part of their algorithm to get you up on the SEO, crawl up the food chain. That's the first thing you want to do. Second thing you want to do is, what do you want to rank for? Make sure you're targeting the right audience with your word selection. So if somebody's looking for accounting and taxes, you want to make sure that those words or in your search keywords.
And they're not, Robert. I'm searching now. I'm about to call my team. It's the truth. I'm not coming up.
Well, how long have you been out there?
It's for years. Okay. Like, we have a problem, Roger. Like, we have a major problem.
Well, now look at this. Let's back up for a minute. Now, if you are, let's say, new to the game, what you want to do, instead of trying to go for the short one-term phrases, you want to go for the long-tail keywords. Maybe, let's say I'm going to give your web person the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they put in taxes, Prince George's County, or taxes, DMV, accounting. So if you're not going to come up, I'm telling you right now, by just typing in taxes, unless you want to.
I typed in accountants in Largo, Maryland, and I was all the way to the bottom, and I have more reviews than every last one of them companies. So I'm about to raise hell. I'm messaging my team right now, like, what is going on? I'm panic.
I'm not trying to get your team in trouble. You're going to give me death threats. That Gatewood got me in trouble. I'm just telling you some. Now, Fly Today, there are other algorithms. There are other parameters. So before you go and fire your team, let's listen to some of the other things that might cause you to rank high or low. But there is such a thing as a keyword strategy. You want to make sure that you have chosen the keywords that people are going to use to search for you. Now, also, are you on WordPress?
I'm on WordPress.
Okay, do you have Yoast?
I have the premium version.
Uh-oh.
Well, so I'm spazzing out right now.
You're making this hard for me. Okay. Well, how about this? How about reciprocal links?
I have a lot of links, all my PR, everything. I have hundreds and hundreds of links. We have a problem right now.
All right. Velocity about to get up on her team.
Yes. I'm messaging them right now. Like, what is going on?
And you want, set realistic goals. And as I said that earlier about, if you have a new website, don't expect to show up on the searches right away. It's going to take a little while. But you do want to use those long tail keywords. You're more likely to come up than if you're trying to use these one terms. Also, internal links. Internal links, that's linking between, let's say, your contact page that might link back to your main home page or some of your more popular pages like your services page, your about us page, and things like that. So you use those internal links too. Remember, Google loves links. So you want to make sure that you're getting those links. Also, content. Now, content, make sure that your content contains some of those keywords and that the content is relevant. In order to get you ranked, you got to have good content, and you need a certain number of words. You need about 300 words on a page to really get it highly ranked up into Google. So now some of your pages is really not going to cut the mustard, but think about the pages you really want people to find. Start writing good content. Include those keywords. Include things like H1 headers. Make sure you have those terms in the subheads, and there's all types of algorithms. And if you're using Yoast will actually ping you and let you know if your website has actually been optimized. It'll give you a red light, a green light, and so forth. And last but not least, get those links. I repeat, get those links, and that'll put you on them. These are the basics. Now, of course, it gets a little more complicated. This is not the whole banana, but if you need some help with it, call my company, 301-839-2836 for SEO and other marketing tips. We're going to come back in a minute, talk about 5 steps you need to do before you file your taxes. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
And the Ad Council.
WOL Washington, D.C. WMMJ HD3 Bethesda. WKYS HD3 Washington. WPRS HD3 Waldorf.
And worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Yeah, hear the thing about they're clicking about this SEO. I mean, it's something you should do every now and then. And I also say this, Flash Day, some of this stuff is not for the weak of heart. This stuff requires some skill. These tasks require people that know what they're doing. Now, I've given you some basics and things that you should look for. Like I say, if you have somebody who's doing it for you, it's a good little checklist you might have them to look into. And also, if you have, if you a do-it-yourselfer, then you want to use these type of tools. But if you're trying to get it done fast and correct and the right way, then of course my company is happy to help you, because we actually on the end of at the end of 2019 we announced quite a few packages, including SEO, pay-per-click, Google digital ads, and some of the other things that can help you in the 2020. So call my company 301-839-2836. Enough about me. As you know, we're entering into the tax season. There are dates. There's all kind of stuff that I'm just anxious to hear about as Flashiday gets into her section on five steps that you should take to get yourself ready to prepare your taxes. I think you need to first, you need to get a good stiff drink. I don't think that's on this. I'm sorry. let me bag off. Flashiday. So you're saying you don't just jump up and just go out here and start doing taxes. That's some steps that need to be adhered to in advance. What are you trying to tell us?
Okay. No, Robert. I'm trying to tell you, before you go and file your taxes, there are just certain things that just needs to be done just to ensure that your taxes are done accurately. Number one, and number two, that it's been, they've maximized your tax deductions and your credit. Mm. And then also try to definitely reduce your tax burden. But it all starts with how you guys come to us, how organized you are, how transparent you are and stuff. So what I found is, mm-hmm. I've been able to save clients quite a bit of money for taxes when they come completely organized.
I bet.
Okay, so the first step that I would like all of you to do is just go back and get your paperwork and stuff in order. Go back and get your paperwork and stuff in order. I'm talking about your receipts. I'm talking about your expenses. I'm also talking about like your charitable donations and all of your receipts, your charitable receipts. If you made contributions to your Roth, you know, you may not receive, or your IRA, you may not receive paperwork regarding that. You mm-hmm. have to have those records. If you have stocks and bonds and you sold those, you may need your basis in the stocks and bonds. And a lot of these companies are FRAUD, fraud. What? So they don't have the full basis. Yes, Robert, mm-hmm. they don't have the full basis on your 1099s at the end of the year. So to make sure that you are filing taxes that are one, because see, this is what, let me just take a step back. This is why they say the tax system is voluntary. It's because you can voluntarily present your taxes the way that you feel as though they're supposed to be filed. Mm-hmm. We don't have the option on whether or not we should or we shouldn't file. That's dependent on how much income we have. What's voluntary is what we're willing to claim as a deduction and a credit.
Okay.
So in this particular case, if you don't want to pay high capital gains tax, you're going to make sure you go and gather your records for to determine what your basis is into your stocks and bonds. So my first step for all of you to do is just take a step back. Don't rush and do anything, but get your paperwork and get your stuff in order. You know how unorganized or how organized you are. And honestly, we as a tax professional cannot do anything now, okay, for what you were supposed to do for yourself in 2019. Mm. So take a step back and gather all of your paperwork. Number one.
All right.
Number two, you have to figure out whether or not you are going to file with a professional or try to DIY this stuff on your own.
Oh, my goodness.
TurboTax have duped a lot of you thinking that you can DIY your taxes. I had a few people reach out to me and say, oh, my gosh, Papa, you don't even realize I'm live. I had a few people that reached out to me saying, oh, Flashiday, I need help with my business taxes, but I'm afraid to have somebody file my taxes because I've been filing them correctly all of these years. Just because you've been filing your taxes and you didn't get a notice, that does not mean it was filed correctly.
Ooh.
Let me debunk that.
Please.
But You all have to determine where you're going to go to have your taxes filed. Are you going to have Turbo? Are you going to do your taxes on your own for TurboTax? Are you going to go to a professional like myself to have your taxes done? Regardless of which way you go about it, my professional recommendation is for you to go to a professional.
Can I tell you all where I'm going?
Yeah.
This young lady sitting right next to me.
Yes. Thank you, Robert.
Every time.
Every time. And so you want a professional because TurboTax asks those questions, but they don't know the laws and the responses and the uniqueness of all of your responses. So step number two, figure out who you're going to have file your taxes and contact them. If you're going to have me file your taxes, contact me and my team. Do not wait until the last minute. Oh my gosh, I need Felicia to file my taxes.
Come on,
and she don't even know it. Like it's steps that we take. We send you documentation and tax prep checklists. We upload, you know, we create your portal for you and stuff like that. So you want to let us know ahead of time so we won't be scrambling and so you won't be scrambling as well. That's number two.
That was funny you said this person say Felicia is going to do my taxes, but she doesn't know it yet.
Right.
Like, why keep it a secret?
Exactly. It shouldn't be a secret. Also, pull your prior year returns. Many of you are filing your taxes without the most key information. And that key information is that last year's tax return. Mm-hmm. There are certain credits and non-deductible expenses from last year that can roll over to this upcoming tax year that will benefit you, your family, and your businesses. Mm-hmm. But we as the professionals and Guaranteed TurboTax cannot see what those credits and deductions and expenses that wasn't allowed in the previous year without this upcoming, without 2019's tax return. So what you want to do, make sure you have a copy. Anytime you're filing a tax return with any professional or TurboTax, make sure you have a solid copy of your return because there's credits like passive losses that we couldn't deduct or your business use of home stuff that we couldn't get the full credit from in the previous year. Mm-hmm. Just so many different deductions and credits that I recommend walking into any one office or preparing your return with your prior year return is beneficial not only to you, but also to the tax professional for them to see what's been happening and to see whether or not your taxes were done right.
What if they have like 10 prior years? They need to bring that too?
No, just at least the last one. Now, okay. If you haven't filed taxes in 10 years now, Robert, right?
That's not
then,
me.
Look, then what we need to do is make sure we get the most recently filed one. If that's 2016, that's 2016. If it's 2018, that's 2018.
Okay, regardless. The prior one that was
Pull the prior one so we can get all deductions and credits that's on there.
All right.
Also, this is up to you guys. You need to understand, do you qualify for itemized deductions or standard deductions? Okay, So there's totally two. For all my homeowners and my individuals that do charitable donations and they have high medical expenses in so many different areas, you may qualify, depending on if your deductions are higher than the standard deductions, to file claim itemized deductions, okay? However, it is important that you kind of have an idea so you can know what paperwork we need. If you're only qualified for the standard deductions, then I don't need your charitable donations.
Mm.
I don't need your medical because it's not enough to deduct it. But if you do qualify for itemized deductions, right, then guess what? You need to walk into my office or, you know, have whoever prepare your taxes with that information. So you will need your charitable donations. You will need your medical expenses and everything else. So the next task is for you to understand what is applicable to you, itemized deductions or standard deductions.
Is there a way to know in advance?
It really is. And here's a trick. First of all, you have to know your filing status.
Okay.
If you don't know your filing status, so that's Murray filing joint, Murray filing separate, head of household, qualifying widower, you know, those things, single, those are your filing statuses. Once you file your filing status, I have a 101 tax deductions, and I have my breakdown of what the deductions are. So, for example, if you Murray filing joint, you get to take $24,800 in standard deductions. Mm-hmm. So that means your mortgage insurance, your property taxes, your state withholding taxes, your medical expenses, and your charitable donations should exceed the $24,800 before you will get a credit.
Okay.
So if you know that your itemized deductions, which I just listed here, right, do not exceed the $24,800, then don't even worry.
Take the standard.
Exactly.
All right.
And if you're single, $12,400. If you know your mortgage interest, your property taxes, and your state withholding, and all of those things do not exceed $12,400, and you're single, then there's no need to have that paperwork as well.
Mm.
Head of household, $18,950. If it don't exceed that amount, then there's no need to have that paperwork. So by knowing what you qualify for allows you to know how much you how much digging you need to do. And let me just give you guys one example. I had a client that I'm working on a resolution with right now. They owe a lot of money, $40,000, $50,000. I gave the client their tax return. I said, this is what it is. She went back looking for stuff that I didn't need, did not submit the tax returns when the deadline for the IRS. So she didn't risk trying to get an extra $200 and now might owe $40,000 to $50,000 if the IRS don't accept the return. So it's beneficial for you guys to know where you stand at any given moment so you won't be wasting time. Time is something we never get back, Robert. So know where you stand.
That's a quick question. If you're not sure, will some people just take the standard because they can't find the paperwork?
Yes.
Is that a good strategy?
No, it's not a good strategy because that means you paying Uncle Sam more or giving him your money for free. Stop it.
Okay.
That will hurt your wealth. Taxes is the biggest detriment to wealth. And everybody want to be financially free and wealthy and all of this stuff. If you want to be wealthy and financially free, they focus on their taxes straight up,
all
Robert.
Right. I like it. I like it.
Straight
all
up.
Stop trying to take the shortcut.
Don't take the shortcut.
All right.
Okay? And then honestly, though, Robert, between me and you, if they qualify for earned income tax credit and they have those deductions and they don't claim it and it allows them to gain a higher earned income tax credit, IRS say that's fraud.
Ooh, you don't want fraud on your book.
Yes.
Ooh, no.
So you want to have your records. Okay. And then last but not least, match your year-end records to everybody else's year-end records. So, for example, for all my 9-to-5ers, don't just take the W-2 and say, oh, Felicia, I'm ready. No. Look at the W-2, compare that to your prior year, compare that to your pay stub, okay? Mm-hmm. Your 1099s, compare that to the deposits that you receive from the company. From a payroll standpoint, I've seen so many companies, especially these nursing agencies, I'm sorry, y'all, try to defraud the nurses and put more money on a 1099 than what they actually paid.
Oh, it hammers.
So match your year-end records, Robert.
Now, what if somebody said, look, I'm not going to do all this stuff, organizing and DIYing and pulling real. What? How can they get it? Now, I tell you what, hold that thought. We're going to come back from the break. I want people to find out how they can reach you, what kind of information they need. They can start pulling some of this information together now before they call you.
Yes, right, yes.
Go ahead and tell us how people can reach you.
Okay, you can call my office, 202-618-1297. Or you can go to bit.ly/FelashadeTaxes, FOLASADE taxes.
All right. This young lady is good. I'm telling you, folks, I was all over the place. I was wandering in the wilderness until I discovered her service. And now it's like, I need to get my taxes done before everybody because I know it's going to be a painless experience. She has the history. Has continuity. And so, folks, go ahead and call this young lady. Also, her information is on the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about podcasting for dollars.
Yes.
I'd like to once again thank everybody for tuning in from Radio 1, Facebook, TuneIn. And if you want to call in, 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We'll be right back after the break.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update is sponsored by Compassion International. On the inner loop of the Beltway at 214 Central Avenue, heading south from the Beltway, road work in the left lane delays down from Marina Drive on the outer loop. They're also working on the outer loop after St. Barnabas Road pothole repairs. They just cleared it up. It was pretty slow from St. Barnabas Road up to Branch Avenue, but now that everything's open, that should start improving. You can change the world for a child in extreme poverty through Compassion International. Just text CHILD to 83393 to find out how. Now your WOL weather forecast, sponsored by Unbound.org. For today, cloudy, highs in the low 50s. Tonight, cloudy, down to the upper 40s. Tomorrow, still cloudy, with highs in the mid-60s. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out, change their world, and it'll change your own. Unbound.org. Steve Hirshhorn for News Talk 1450 AM WOL.
This is big. Head to Macy's for thousands of new markdowns on the latest styles and take an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. Save big on everything from coats for the whole family, now 50 to 60% off, to clearance fine jewelry, now 70% off, and mattress closeouts, just $147. Plus, get 40 to 85% off amazing finds for you and your home in last act clearance. Want even more perks? Check out Macy's Star Rewards and get benefits no matter how you pay. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
All right, folks. Still thinking about Dr. Pepper. I'm telling you, boy, the power of marketing is something. I want a Dr. Pepper and a chicken sandwich.
They owe you and me and the show some money now.
I'm going to call Dr. Pepper. I want my check, daggone it. Giving them all this free advertising.
Yep.
Shame, shame on you. Well, they happen to be in the news. But I'm thinking of that. Well, that's the topic we're going to talk about in the future. And I've talked about it off and on really throughout my marketing career and on this show. It's called social proof. The term social proof is actually it's like the foundation of what social media is built upon.
Hmm.
And that's following others, doing what other people are doing, not being the outcast. So when you hear something like Dr. Pepper and folks fighting over chicken sandwiches and people pulling guns on their 9-year-old because they drank the last Dr. Pepper, man, I'm telling you, there must be something in that Dr. Pepper. I don't know. Pulling a gun on your 9-year-old. But then again, you worked all day. You come home. You know how sometimes you're coming home from work. You already have, your brain has already projected. You already know what's home, right?
Mm.
You know exactly how many slices of meat are left in the little pack. You know how many sodas are in the refrigerator.
Yep.
You walk in the door, your mouth is already set. And that little knucklehead walking around with your empty bottle in his hand.
didn't pay for it.
You don't work. You've been thinking about that Dr. Pepper since noon. You get home, that you're going to drink that Dr. Pepper. Man, that guy looking at 9 millimeters old is the only thing he pulled on him. Do not do this at home, people. Do not pull a 9 millimeter on your 9-year-old for drinking your last Dr. Pepper.
We don't condone violence.
You might want to take his cell phone and do a few other things. But, man, I know how that feels, though. You done thought about that Dr. Pepper. You pull in the driveway. Your mouth is already starting to saliva a little bit. It's like, man, that thing will be cold. You find that knucklehead and drink your Dr. Pepper. All right, folks. This is the Marketing Pool, but I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. Having a studio for Lodge Day, the accountability accountant. I mean, she makes you accountable. That's what you want in an accountant. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in from around the world. We got our friends out and down in the continent of Africa. Matter of fact, I was on a radio show this past week at the MFL over at DC Radio with a young man named Eric Tatau. He's from Cameroon, and we were talking about bringing the MFL down into the continent of Africa.
Mm.
So we expanded our reach here on the Marketing Pulpit, and I think we have to do that as a community. Don't be so closed into thinking that this is it.
Right.
That's what the powers that be want you to think, that you're so dependent on them that you can't look beyond the borders of the country. But there's opportunity out there. Don't be afraid to go out there and jump on it. Fortune favors the bold. Just keep that in mind at all times. We've been talking about, SEO. You can find this information also. We're going to put this information on the website as well. Now we're going to talk quickly about monetizing a podcast. We talked about what a podcast is. It's actually a digital audio file, and it has kind of changed in its connotation over the years because it has broadened itself to include things like radio shows that have been turned into digital formats. But in the past, they were strictly digital. That was the foundation. They were built for digital downloads through the iPhone and the iPod. Well, now it has taken on a broader context, and basically any time that you do a broadcast that can be converted into digital, you have the capability of creating a podcast. Now, when you're doing a podcast, you want to, first of all, determine your goal. What is your goal? What is the purpose of doing this podcast to begin with? Is it to be every revenue stream? Is it just a brand? Is it to do this, that, the other? Think about that, and that will kind of help you decide some of the decisions you need to make going forward. So come up with a strategy, and before you start thinking about monetizing, you want to think about testing, making sure you have a good platform, good content, and so forth. Now, once you've done that, let's talk about some ways to turn that podcast into dollars.
Yes.
The first one is the obvious one, but it's not as easy as people might think, is to sell sponsorships and ads. Now, one thing you might want to think about when it comes to asking for money is that these companies, if you're trying to sell to, particularly to big companies, they want to know how many followers you have. Mm-hmm. How many people are going to get this podcast? If you're saying just me and my friends or me and my cousin, then it's going to be very difficult to get sponsorship ad money for that podcast. So with that in mind, always have as an underlying goal increasing the downloads or the listenership.
Okay.
That should be an ongoing forever. As long as you're doing it, keep that in mind. You have to be constantly trying to increase the downloads and the listeners. The second way to make money on your podcast, and when I say podcast, I want you to think for a minute, slow down and back up for a minute. When I say the word podcast, you can also substitute the word broadcast. Now, we're talking podcast, but podcast, remember, was a portmanteau for iPod and broadcast. So it is a broadcast of sorts, but it's used in a digital context because it was initially made for digital versus broadband that we are more accustomed to. So as I use the word broadcast, so let's say you're doing a radio show. Let's say you're on Blog Talk or some of the other platforms, SoundCloud. You actually have a broadcast before it becomes a podcast. So you can substitute the word broadcast when I use the word podcast, and these tips still apply. So another one is for selling products and services. This is a big one, ladies and gentlemen. Regardless of the size of your audience, your podcast can help you move product. If you only have 10 people listening and you have a book to sell, four or five of those people may become clients, may buy that book from you. So when you're selling your product, now don't make it into a big old sales pitch because you're going to lose people. What you want to do is make sure that you make it contextual. So if you're talking about, in your case, Philosophy, if you're talking about five ways to prepare your taxes, if you have a book about that topic,
mm-hmm.
it's a good place to plug it on your podcast.
Yep.
So you have to contextualize, make it relevant. Another way to turn this podcast into money is through affiliate marketing. Now, I have a client that I work with, and we have taken this to a science, and it has really has been a bonanza. Now, by affiliate marketing, that simply means you're getting other people to sell your product and service for you. And, of course, you offer them some type of compensation as a commission, or sometimes it could be free product or whatever. But affiliate marketing it's been around. It's been called different names. Some people call it resellers. They call it this, that, the other. But affiliate marketing is another way that you can recruit affiliates to sell your product and services through your podcast. And I have a success story where this is a couple of weeks ago, through one of my clients that has a very popular podcast, he recruited an affiliate. The affiliate was following him, listening to him on a regular basis. This affiliate had a bookstore, and the affiliate placed an order for $15,000 worth of books. One shot. And this was made possible through the very popular podcast. Another way is to monetize your podcast is through subscriptions and protected content. Now, once again, you can't jump out on day one and start trying to charge people subscriptions if you're just a nobody. But my point is, as your podcast gets more popular. Now, let's just say now the podcast, I want you to also think about it as a tool, and it works in conjunction with your website and your social media presence. So you might not charge subscriptions to your podcast, but you may have something on your website that you can drive people to that might be something that's subscription based. I have a client that has a subscription hair service. You get like a wig every month. Now, let's just say you have a podcast and you are talking about hair and how hair, the different types of hair, the different types of, you know, just have a hair show. Well, you might use your podcast to drive people to your website where you have that subscription-based service. So podcasts are great for helping with subscription. And as a first cousin of that is having some type of paywall or membership area. So you're using this in conjunction with your website. So you build your base, you get your followers, people downloading your podcast, they're really liking you. You use that to steer these people over to your subscription-based website or content or some type of membership area. Podcast or broadcast are great for that. As I continue, we're talking about ways how to monetize your podcast. We're calling this podcasting for dollars. Another way, and this is just plain old past the collection plate, ask for donations. You'd be amazed how many people actually have had success doing that. As a matter of fact, once again, one of my very popular clients, he doesn't ask for donations. His podcast is so popular that people ask, how can they donate? So once again, either through your platform or through your website, you might just put a simple old donation button. Or you can say, look, this podcast needs funds to stay on the air, and we will appreciate your donation. So donations is one way to actually help that podcast pay for itself. And last but not least, this is an intangible one, but it could be the most popular, popular and profitable one of all, and that is building your brand. We call that an indirect monetization strategy. You will be amazed at how much your brand grows, how it expands, how it explodes by having a popular podcast or broadcast. We're talking about credibility. We're talking about name recognition. We're talking about people saying, you know, you become a household name. And now when you try to sell anything, whether it's your book, your services, your affiliate program to get donations, people are much more likely to give money to a popular brand than a no-name brand. So that's our seven tips on how to monetize your podcast. If you need help with that, we actually have a platform over at the Marketing Pulpit where we have several people on our podcasting platform. By all means, give me a call at 301-839-2836. So we have all kinds of ways of getting you out there, either through radio, either through podcasting, or whatever you decide to do. Give me a call at 301-839-2836. That's going to wrap up the show today. I've been pleased to have as my co-host today, Falachaday. Thank you, Falachaday.
Thank you for having me, Robert.
And, of course, support Falachaday. If you're having tax issues, you want to need some help with your taxes, go to the Marketing Pulpit website. Her information is there. Give out your information one more time there, Falachaday.
Yep, you can call my office, 202-618-1297, or you can go to bit.ly/Falachaday taxes.
All right, folks. And my company is Gatewood Marketing and Web, 301-839-2836. So go to gatewoodmarketing.com. I'd like to thank everybody again for tuning in. We'll be back next week at the same time on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing. Do it at the right time. And you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Geico presents, oh boy, another voicemail from your